My point is getting calls during the night. I've been getting calls during the night, 2 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. And it's normally PPI. The latest one was on Friday, earlier was Saturday morning, and it was HSBC and TSB.
That's terrible.
Isn't it? I've never had them through the night. Hope they don't start. Is this normal, Neil?
I haven't heard of that, but you know, more and more you're finding that international call centres are being used because they're cheaper, and also in some cases they can get around the legislation if they're not based in the UK. But I think that calls at, you know, 2-5 o'clock in the morning, actually any time really in the evening, is totally out of order and unacceptable. And a lot of the telecoms operators now, I would suggest that you go to whoever provides your phone, and you can set up call barring. And in many cases, this is free. Because many cold calls come from abroad, they can actually stop them in the control centres before they actually get to you. And they'll be able to see a pattern across Scotland of people who are getting those calls. And, you know, it is intimidating. It is, you know, worrying when you get a call at that time of the morning because you think it's a relative's ill or something's happened. So, you know, you are compelled to get up and answer the phone. And it is, it's bad news that we're hearing this, because normally the calls are during the day or into the evening.
Yeah.
And I think, Margaret, just what Neil's saying there, you would, a call through the night, think, oh, what's gone wrong? Do you just you know, hang up on them, or how have you reacted to that unexpected call at 3 or 4 in the morning?
Well, obviously you get an awful fright because you think there's something wrong with a member of your family, is first of all, and when you do answer the phone, it's automated. It's an automated call that's coming in.
What I would suggest there is, I would suggest that if it's automated and they ask you to press a button, press the button, go through and ask the person on the other end of the line the name of the company, then you can make a complaint. Because without the name of the company, even if you've got the number, it could be a spoof number, and you wouldn't be able to take action there. So get the name of the company, because I think the TPS and the Information Commissioner's Officer would be concerned that you're getting calls at that time of the night.